everyone. Today's podcast is about stress. But first, I would like to share a few studies with you. These studies have changed my view to stress. I hope it will change yours too. One study tracked 30,000 adults in America for 8 years. And they started by asking people, how much stress have you experienced in the last year? They also ask, do you believe that stress is harmful for your health? And then they use public death records to find out who died. Okay, some bad news first. People who experience a lot of stress had a 43% increased risk of dying. But that was only true for the people who also believe that stress is harmful for your health. People who experience a lot of stress but did not view stress as harmful were no more likely to die. In fact, they had the lowest risk of dying of anyone in the study, including people who had relatively little stress. Now, the researchers estimated that over the 8 years, 182,000 Americans died prematurely, not from stress, but from the belief that stress is bad for you. If that estimate is correct, that will make believing stress is bad for you the 15th largest cause of death in the United States, killing more people than skin cancer, HIV/AIDS, and homicide. Now, in a typical stress response, your heart rate goes up and your blood vessels constrict. And this is one of the reasons that chronic stress is sometimes associated with cardiovascular disease. But in a study conducted at Harvard University, they asked the participants to rethink their stress response as helpful. For example, to think that pounding heart is preparing you for action. And if you are breathing faster, it's getting more oxygen to your brain. The most fascinating finding at the end of the study was, when participants view their stress response as helpful, their blood vessels stay relaxed. And now, I want to tell you about another underappreciated aspect of the stress. And the idea is this. Stress makes you social. To understand this side of stress, we need to talk about a hormone, oxytocin. Apart from all the functions in reproduction, such as breastfeeding and childbirth, oxytocin is also a stress hormone. Your pituitary gland pumps this stuff out as part of the stress response. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. It also helps your blood vessels stay relaxed during stress. But my favorite effect on the body is actually on the heart. Your heart has receptors for this hormone, and oxytocin helps heart cells regenerate. The cool thing is that all of these physical benefits of oxytocin are enhanced by social contact and social support. So when you seek support or to help someone else, you release more of this hormone. Your stress response becomes healthier, and you actually recover faster from stress. I find this is amazing, that your stress response has a built-in mechanism for stress resilience. And that mechanism is human connection. I want to finish by telling you, the harmful effects of stress on your health are not inevitable. How you think and how you act can transform your experience of stress. When you choose to view your stress response as helpful, you create the biology of courage. And when you choose to connect with others, you create resilience. Your pounding physical heart, working so hard to give you strength and energy. And when you choose to view stress in this way, you are not just getting better at stress. You are actually making a pretty profound statement. You are saying that you can trust yourself to handle life's challenges. And you are remembering that you don't have to face this alone. Thank you.